From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran's parliament passes nuclear deal. Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear deal with a group of six world powers. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against the bill, with 13 abstaining. The United States Congress completed its own review period of the deal a month ago, with Democrats blocking a Republican effort to vote against it. An investigative panel into the crash of Malaysia flight MH17 over Ukraine is due to make its report on Tuesday, but there may be no absolute determination of who fired a missile believed to have struck the plane during its flight. The Dutch-led investigation is expected to explain how the crash is believed to have occurred, but not who is to blame for the firing of the missile. A Dutch newspaper cites three sources in a Monday report, saying the probe concluded that a Russian-made missile was fired from territory controlled by pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. Russia is expected to release a separate report on Tuesday. Israeli police reported more stabbing attacks Tuesday that left at least two civilians dead. Authorities said one attack involved people shooting and stabbing passengers on a bus in Jerusalem, killing one of them and wounding at least four others. The Israeli Defense Forces said both attackers were shot on sight. In another part of Jerusalem, a man crashed a car into people at a bus stop, then got out of the vehicle and started stabbing pedestrians. A third attack took place just north of Tel Aviv, where authorities said an assailant stabbed a civilian at a bus stop before being subdued by others nearby and detained by police. At least seven Israelis have been killed and about 25 others wounded in a series of stabbings and other attacks by Palestinians during the last 2 weeks. This is VOA News. A new study warning that the world's fisheries and ocean ecosystems are threatened even more than previously thought by rising carbon dioxide levels, and the global marine food chain could collapse. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from our Southeast Asia Bureau in Bangkok.
After reviewing data from hundreds of published experiments, two Australian professors have concluded that very few marine species will escape the negative effects of increasing carbon dioxide, leading to a species collapse from the top of the food chain down. Ivan Nagelkirchen is an associate professor of the Southern Seas Ecology Labs at the University of Adelaide.
No species is able to sustain itself in an environment where there is not sufficient food. And these effects are only exacerbated as you go up the food chain.
He and his colleague realized the situation appears much worse than they had anticipated when they first started studying the impact of ocean temperature warming and acidification. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Results of the University of Adelaide study are being published Tuesday in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Syrian government troops advanced under cover of Russian airstrikes on Monday. In the heaviest fighting in weeks, government forces battled rebels in a strategic area in the central province of Hama. Meanwhile, U.S.-led coalition forces continued to strike Islamic State targets on Monday, destroying tactical units in two areas. The man trying to get to the sides to negotiate a U.N. Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, Monday told a news conference that he would hold talks in Russia today and then head to Washington. Meanwhile, the European Council on Monday called for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target the Islamic State. Amnesty International said Tuesday that U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters in northern Syria may have committed war crimes by forcing thousands of people from their homes and knocking down buildings. Among the strongest accusations in its reports are quotes from civilians who said that they were threatened with airstrikes from the U.S.-led coalition of militaries if they did not leave. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.